Mic needs
it
to
just
add,
depends though. On where your mic's at. If your mic's directly below you, breathe out your mouth. If the mic is in front of you, breathe out your nose. Chase is like, I'm going to breathe out of every fucking hole I got.
Every hole I got. Let me exhale.
Every hole. Every single
Jose
hole.
Jose heard every hole.
Jose's
that's all Jose
right
heard.
Every single
every
one.
Hole.
Okay. This is a good time.
Every start. Hole is a goal.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, that's my God.
That's a type.
Cup to cup.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everybody. It's Cup to Cup, episode 242 for real this time. Last week it was 242, but then I messed up because it wasn't. But 242 is always more fun because the number 242 is way cooler than like 241. This is kind of fucking boring. The episode was awesome, but this episode is going to be better. Mm. I just got a good feeling. The reason that I got that feeling... that tonight's gonna be a good night because I got all my boys here, every single Woo. Fucking last one of them, whether I like it or not, they're all fucking here. Wow. Chase looking Yo, goddamn gorgeous. We got him set up, folks, maybe for life. He's finally got his camera fixed. Now he's just got to kind of mess with his you know,
the fading.
Settings a little bit.
Yeah, a little glittery. I'm a little glittery.
Friendly advice. Little we've glittery. Been trying to give him for, what, 2 years now? He finally accepted.
I think this is the first time you've ever given advice on my setup.
We also have Jose here. Welcome in.
What is up, guys? I'm back. And a little, like,
Hi.
I feel like nobody even hey. Noticed that I was gone last week. It was like, all right, back to normal.
You weren't here?
See? I thought you were on the podcast.
I thought you were here.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
But you did. This is where we fucked up, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know that it is officially March, which means we are that much closer to June, motherfuckers. Just
oh,
wait.
Oh, God. Fucking kill me now.
Just wait. Just come on. No.
Speaking of killing me, Chris, you're fucking killing me tonight with that.
What's that?
With that beer, man.
What's wrong with the beer?
It's just weird to see
he
Chris drinking
beer. The beer.
It's good. It's a juicy IPA. It's pretty
he
tasty.
Went on a, he went on a Tito's tirade juicy. Last episode. Yeah.
It says right there. Juicy.
Thank you.
Is it Bob
Wait,
Marley?
Does that got a Confederate flag on that?
No, that's the Tennessee State. That's the Tennessee State flag.
No, well. What's the, flip it around. Flip it around. And then show me the one with the state.
Flip your
no,
beer upside down.
Yeah. Oh, flip it up. Okay. No.
Oh, yeah,
no,
bro. You can tell Tennessee is just one click away.
Hell yeah, boy. Get again. Your Tennessee beer right here.
This is a IPA, Tennessee.
Speaking of IPA, we got Jason here. I don't know. Something's wrong with him. He was not going to tell us, so.
Come on, Jay. What's up?
Chris,
get
what
it out.
Up? Jay, are you out of
You're
caps
not the
off?
One that spilled 30 pounds off? Of dog food before you came out on the show.
I noticed that Jose did text that to me, and when you told prior to us recording, Jose told us a story, but you failed to tell us outside of the text that it was 30 pounds of dog food.
Yeah.
That's a different story, bro. It's a lot.
I said it in the text. I said it was a 30-pound bag of dog food.
Jason, once I get on this, I don't read I don't. I turn off the phone, basically.
He gets in his reels. He gets in his reels.
He's reeling.
He's always in the zone. He's always in the reels.
I respect you getting in the zone for the podcast, but, like, you're a little zoned out right now. So
I'm not zoned out. What I was zoned in on was the fact that Chris, did no one else pick up the fact that he said juicy the way that he said it? Like, it would be like, I'm having an IPA juicy.
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 Is that not how he normally says the word juicy?
No,
I've just never
I
heard
don't know
him
if
say
I've said it differently.
Before.
That could be the first time I've said it.
Jose picked up on it, and so I was happy that someone else picked up on juicy like he did.
Jose's got me.
Pick up on juicy.
We've said that word a lot now.
Yeah, juicy.
It is. Chase is counting.
You know what else is juicy? Neurogum.
They hit us up. They hit us up, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really? What's
I mean,
the update?
Breaking news. Dun, dun.
They said we appreciate the love and we'll give us an address and we'll send you a bunch of stuff. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully this turns into a relationship that pays.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And currency. I'll take the gum. We're buying the gum like crazy. So, I mean, at this point, like, if we get enough of it, I can spread it out. It saves us a couple of dollars. But
Chris, are you the only one that hasn't tried it yet?
No, you got it.
No, I haven't tried it.
I haven't tried it yet. I need to get some. Mm-mm. No, I didn't get some. Some random person that I work with who does not listen to the podcast, accidentally sold them into it.
Good job.
They're like, oh, this would be really great if there was something that I could just chew on right now that would give me energy, because I hate energy drinks and I just coffee doesn't really do it for me. And I was like, well, let me tell you, hold on a second, I have some news for you
of something that I have never tried.
Cocaine.
It's funny because, like, another person that doesn't listen to the podcast is starting to take it. It's my wife, and so I finally turned her on to it because Jose, you might be able to, like, I forgot what it is, but it's like a version of Adderall that she got prescribed by her doctor that she can take while breastfeeding, because apparently Adderall can get carried through the breast. There's all kinds of different shit. People say yes, people say no. So she was like, I don't want to take Adderall while breastfeeding still. So they told her to take this other stuff. And she was like, that stuff is stupid. Like, she felt like she was, like, freaking out. And then she, like, would just die and crash.
Strattera, Concerta.
Concerta.
Maybe, I don't. That sounds,
how do you know
maybe
all that shit?
What are you saying?
I used to be on all that shit.
Yeah.
So
God
she took it and
fucking dick beer.
She hated it. She hated it, Jose. And so I was like, just take the fucking neuro gum and let me know if you like it. So she takes it like when you start crashing at 2 o'clock, and she was like, okay, this isn't that bad. I was like, she doesn't try anything I tell her to try until someone says something, and I think someone
other than you
something about trying. Yeah, if I recommend shit, she'd be like, fuck off, I'm not listening to you. But then she saw someone,
she's like, oh, I'll try it now.
Yeah, it's funny.
She's like, oh, that complete stranger that posted on your page liked it. Let me.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
I told you about that 2 years ago.
Yeah. Hey.
Not annoying.
It is.
So, how's your dick beer going, Kev?
Oh, bro. Well, yeah, going through it. I just emptied out my paper towels, so mostly due to cum. But second, I just don't have any more paper towels.
Paper towel.
In here. So.
Do you have, like, a bottle of lotion on your desk?
Lotion. Surely.
Who needs lotion?
Who's using lotion?
Wait.
Rub it.
Wait a second.
Wait, is Chase the one that's never used lotion before?
Yes, that's Chase that just goes into a raw,
fucking... We didn't say lotion, I don't believe. I believe
it's
what was said
lube.
Was
anything.
So you've never used lube for the masturbation?
But you use the lotion as lubrication.
Well, that's different, though. You didn't say lotion. You said lube.
No way, Chase.
If we said lube or
of course, he's like, no, you didn't say that.
I feel like Jose is more educated on this one, but wouldn't, like, lotion
Wait, why
be
would Jose
kind of
be more educated on
lubrication?
I mean, it could be used as a lubricant, but it's a moisturizer. Like, no, it's not a lube. It's not a lube.
I just
not
hate that
sole
Chase
purpose
has
is
the
to
fucking
lube.
PC,
yeah, of course.
Whatever chased like, the shit out.
Oh,
of
it was just—it like, was moisturizer,
you said
man.
Lotion. You said
I was also probably
never
quite drunk while we have this conversation, so I take it very directly.
I'm gonna go find the clip. I'm gonna go find it.
What do you think about having a sex therapist on the podcast?
I would 100% be down for that. Good luck trying to find one of those.
I felt like you asked that before, and we said yes. No,
I'm sure.
First
another
one
that I try to get on here, and every time, and I get this every time on Reddit is. I went to a subreddit for feet fetish, and I asked a model to come on the podcast. She goes, no, I don't feel like getting made fun of. And I was like, no, I swear to fucking God, we're not making fun of you. She goes, no, ask somebody else. And I've done that like 5 times, and every single one of them just turns us down. I was like, cool. I just think that would be a good conversation. Jose's judging.
It'd be a great conversation.
Right,
no, I'm trying to think if I know anybody.
He's like, I'm trying to think if I got someone that...
I found one on TikTok, so I mean, I'm
sure you can
out.
Find plenty of.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
No, just fuck it. Never mind. Canceled.
Go to that liked video and send him a message. Go to the liked video you'd have.
I was trying to
message
find him. I might have liked it on my burner account, actually.
Okay, well, wherever you liked it.
You know, out of all of us, I feel like Chase has the burner account.
He does not.
Call him Chase.
Chase doesn't. I don't fucking have any account, period.
Wait,
that's
funny.
That's what you want us to think.
Account,
for TikTok, I do not.
You're on X.
Oh, I
stumbled
do have
across
I still, it's still Twitter to me, Chris.
Spoiler, it's X.
Wait, Jose's got juicy.
Mm-hmm.
I might. I don't know.
Juicy.
I stumbled across an account the other day that was like Colorado mega cock. Oh. Colorado
coach. How did you coach
Colorado
mega
cock?
First of all,
I don't know, man. Just leisurely stroll through Twitter one of days. I was like, oh, that. Wonder if Chase knows him.
Let's be real. That was a recommendation.
Colorado MC.
You might like mega cock Colorado.
He's actually just a DJ, but Jose got excited. Anyways, we got an opening item.
Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No, how much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, Fred Searing, how are you?
Okay, folks, we have a bachelor party question. What was your favorite bachelor party you went to? What was your favorite moment from that bachelor party? Or batting practice, because it says BP. I'm just out
there. Jesus.
I mean,
it's baseball season.
Thank you, Kevin.
It
Thank
is
you,
almost
Kevin.
Baseball season, baby. Let's go.
So, Chris, now that you're sipping a beer, I'm going to ask you first.
Yep, right on par.
What was your favorite bachelor party you went to? And if it's not mine, don't say it.
I was going to say, if it's not Kevin's and it's not Chase getting hammered drunk at a strip club, us having to rescue him, then I feel like we're all full of shit, except for Jose, because he wasn't there, because he chose not to be with Kevin.
There's personally. Way better, but okay.
It was a life choice.
It's funny you say that. How many bachelor parties have you guys been to, do you know? When I was thinking about this, and how many people are here?
One, two, three, and one other. Four.
Okay.
Chase is like
19,
four,
maybe
20.
Six or seven.
I think I counted eight.
Oh, you're so popular.
I was just a question.
Went to Phoenix.
Nah, you were trying to flex, Chris. Just own it, bro. It's cool.
You were flexing.
Flexing.
It's okay.
Anyway, my favorite bachelor party, it was a tough question, but it was Chase's for the reason you just said.
I was going to say.
Not only because, yes, two Asians and a grill was a delicious food truck right outside, but nothing will forget being in whatever that strip club was called. Who fucking knows, but
something like Starship 5000 or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
do any of us know? Because I would love. To
I
go
couldn't
back
fucking
there if
tell
I ever
you.
Go back.
You would love to go.
Chase,
back there?
You could find out. Go to
Starship
your debit
5000?
Card statement and go figure out. When
go
you
pull
lost
the history.
Tampa strip clubs. Man,
Chase is getting very uneasy.
That my wife
right
thinks
now,
I'm cheating on her.
Starship. So no, we're in Tampa on Chase's the Starship 5000.
Is that what
and,
it's called?
I don't fucking know. I'm just rolling with the
I'll
Starship name.
I'll let you know.
Jose's on it. Thank you, Jose.
2001 Odyssey is what it's called.
God damn it, Kevin.
Cutting the
but
content.
But I will say, if we ask what's the best food we've ever had on a bachelor party, and I know this is bad because Chase actually took us to a really nice one on his, I still would say two Asians and a grill.
Two Asians and a grill was pretty damn good.
Who was
that
it?
Was the best food I've ever had at a bachelor party.
Who the fuck was it, though, that went twice? Went and then went again?
I would assume Jonathan.
Yeah, it was J-Bo. He literally, he's like, I'm going back for more. I was like, you haven't even opened that one. He's like, I'm going to get seconds. I'm like, Jesus, go for it.
Me and Chris had some 3 a.m. Crystals burgers on Bourbon Street. So
that was Phoenix's, and then that's when everybody went to bed, and we went for Crystal, and then we went back out after that.
I have heard you guys mention that place for many years now, and
Chris,
until
which
right
place?
Now,
two Asians,
mm-hmm.
And what I thought was a girl, but up until right now, I realized it's a grill, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Grill. All this grill. Whole time, I was like, two Asians and a girl. I'm like, it's a weird name for a restaurant, but okay.
Menage a trois.
If you will.
But I mean, call that a threesome. Even two Asians and a grill is pretty weird if you think about it, too. Like, it's just it's definitely a weird way to open up for a food
it
truck.
Was
but
accurate, it was though.
It was.
Yeah, it was very spot on. You're like, yep.
You looked in the food truck and you're like, no lies. Okay.
Yep, they tell
I
the
trust
truth.
This place.
No lies told
here. I trust
I believe you. I'll take a hibachi, please.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of stories because my answer
mine's Jason's. First of all, great group of guys and one of my favorite places in the world, which is Anna Maria, RIP. It's still around.
It's like not
did the place die? Anna Maria's dead.
The house that we were at, yeah.
That's
yeah,
true. That did.
They from my understanding, they demolished the house, which is just heartbreaking. On top of that, it also goes into my favorite thing that I've done on a bachelor party, which is that jetpack thing. Mm-hmm. Which
Ooh,
is still one
really
of the
cool.
coolest, most unique things that I've ever done. And anytime like I've told someone about that or like shown them the video or the picture of Jason, you know, shirtless and where my dad thought it was me for some fucking reason.
What?
You don't remember that?
That is.
I was like, Kevin, Tom, you are you. Drunk. Tom, like, you are drunk, you, my
but
friend.
Also, definitely
thank
not.
Thank you so much.
Definitely not.
Kevin, that was the rudest way to like respond to that, too. You were like,
he's not
what?
Wrong.
What?
The he's not fuck wrong, are you though. Thinking?
He's not wrong, though.
That but was yeah, like that the was... best shape I've been in a while, too, but on his bachelor party. I was in good shape. Man.
Were you guys working out prior to that bachelor? Like,
not because of you. Yeah. I was just in good shape.
No.
Yeah. I mean, yes, because of you.
not because of me. I didn't know if you were like, we're going to be at a beach, so let's all look good. I mean, that was Jose's leading up. I was like, I don't want to be a fat fuck going on that.
Well, for a second, I thought you were calling me fat. I was like, he's like, wait
I didn't
a second.
Want to
oh, Jose's is coming up. I don't want to be next to that fat
typical
fuck.
Typical Jose, like, trying to find a way to be offended about something.
I was just going to say that, okay, if I livid. Get offended, then I just prove you
livid.
Right. So, this is good. I was going to say that there's like that jetpack thing was like is like on the list of things that I would have never done if it wasn't for you guys, because there's a bunch of shit that I'm like, I would never fucking do that. But then I'm like, oh, I have to do it because my friends are doing it and they're going to call me a pussy. But yeah. I have historically, I don't know if I ever mentioned on the podcast, just been a, for the longest time, I couldn't swim. I never learned how to swim. I know Florida, crazy, stupid. But I learned how to swim like really late when I was in college, and so very weak swimmer. And so anything that has to do with water freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I was definitely not going to do it. And then Jason guilted me into it, and I'm glad
he
did.
Bullied.
It was pretty.
You could say the B word.
He bullied. Well, he bullied me.
The best thing about that, Jose, and props to you, because your bachelor party was on fucking deep sea water, and then you go into the ocean and do the jetpack, which was definitely in 15. Was it was pretty deep water.
It was
too.
A ways out there.
So like, it's not. It's one thing to say like, oh, I'm not a really good swimmer, but I'm gonna chill like in the fucking jacuzzi. But now it's like, no, let's go in the middle of the fucking ocean and let's have our bachelor party there, and then also let's go and do some kind of crazy stunt with this jetpack and do it. So I give
it was
you
awesome.
Props for
that.
Listen, if
Jose's
it
bachelor
it
party was awesome as well.
You.
It was. Yeah. That was a blast.
I
that's
was
my
say,
favorite one, in fact.
Yeah. It is still one of my most favorite ones because, and again, if it wasn't for Jose doing the bachelor party, because we all decided, me, you, and Andy, to all get married at around the same fucking time. And I was like, it's really hard for us to have a bachelor party without, like, carbon copying each other kind of thing. And I was like, yeah. I want to do a cruise. I wanted to do Vegas first, and I was like, none of my friends are going to want to go because they don't want to pay for it. And I was like, let's do cruise. And Jose was like, I kind of want to do a cruise. I was like, well, fuck. There goes that.
Well, fuck. You do that.
And so if you guys, you and Michael get married, man, I'm not trying to pressure you, but if you can get, like, all-inclusive, like, gay cruise, I want to go on that. Like that would
have
be
you seen those?
Are you
allowed?
No.
Have you seen any of the videos
rager.
Of those?
Yeah,
it is
bro,
a full-blown rager, like nonstop, just men in thongs rubbing up against each other the entire time.
I don't give a fuck about any of that. I just or outside of the rager. I'll go into the club and I'll dance with whoever the fuck is. Obviously, I don't want to dance with thongs and like ass on me, but outside
what?
Of that,
you're going to.
I think the entire party would be so much fucking fun.
You
I
go all in will, on the rager.
It's not just a rager the whole time, but it is pretty intense. It's a little, that'd be a little intimidating. I don't know. That's like a certain class of gay that like I don't particularly relate to because they look like you. They're like all like buff and shit. Like I'm like a Ken doll and they're really intense and they do a lot of drugs, but could be fun.
It would be fun. I'm just, I just think like fucking I'm so a white guy, blonde hair, blue eyes, 6 feet. I don't understand being
your
a minority,
ego.
So you throw me into a gay thing. I'm this is what a black guy feels like at a white wedding. Okay, this is different.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it would be wild, bro. I would just, I honestly think it would be crazy, but.
Sort of. Said, I mean, you could pass as being a gay guy, though. That poor black guy, he's still the black guy.
He's still the touche. Black guy can't hide that. He's like always going to be a black guy. I was like, I can play a gay guy.
Yeah.
He's like, damn.
Yeah, my favorite bachelor party is definitely my bachelor party because it was like one of the one times where I got to fully be the center of attention. And of course, as you know, I enjoy that. And it made it really easy. I am attention slut. It made it easy. I chose a cruise because I know my friends and I know that they're historically a pain in the ass at making decisions. So I was like, put them on a boat.
They can't contained. We can't lose them. Mm-hmm. They're contained, sure. And everyone can just do whatever the fuck they want, which is exactly what people did. Exactly, I think JC and Paul literally closed the casino down every
and opened
every it. Night. And then opened it. Mm-hmm. They were like, you guys have to leave.
Yeah, leave at some point.
You don't open for another hour. You have to leave for an hour.
It's like, I'll sit outside.
Kevin and I remember trying to work out one time. Kevin was like, I'm working out with Jason at least once. And I remember us waking up really early, and we basically were just zombies. We're like, we're doing this just to make ourselves feel better, but we're not getting anything accomplished. But I remember walking by, and it was early as fuck every morning, and there was Paul. And there was JC at the bar ordering fucking Bloody Marys at, like, I want to say it was like 6:37, whenever the open. Whenever it was, like, early, I think it was sunset to sunrise, or not sunset, but sunrise.
They closed for like a couple hours, but it was, yeah. It was JC and Paul are those friends in our group that are, you know, they're the ones that can drink. Like,
yeah,
I can maybe still take some shots here and there, but these guys can go, and good for them. I'm feel bad for their livers. But yeah, that one's my favorite
you're
one.
You offended Paul with the guitar shit.
So. I know, Paulie, I love you.
That one hurt him, man.
I know, because he is that guy too. I was speaking directly at him.
Damn it!
It is my favorite one because it's mine, but also because it's a really fucking good story to tell now because. They'll be like, oh, you were married? Yeah, to a woman. What? Fun story.
what?
My favorite part, though, I wanted to kind of switch this up a little bit because I couldn't really think of one specific thing. So instead, I wanted to ask y'all a question pertaining to my least favorite thing about any bachelor party. And y'all might go right at the whole, like, well, it's because you were not into women gay. Thing. Oh. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yep.
But my least favorite thing about any bachelor party is going to strip clubs with my friends. It's awkward. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird. I don't get into it. I don't. Okay. Never mind.
There it is.
No, Jose, I backed that 100%. I tell that to Emily all the time. I was like, we go to the strip clubs. And she's like, do you enjoy them? I was like, I enjoy the vibe of strip clubs. Like, there's music playing. Everyone's like, it's just, it feels like a badass moment as like guys going in a strip club. But outside of that, like, I don't want to be touched by a woman. I don't want to have a private dance. I don't want any kind of reaction to the woman. Like, that attention makes me fucking, I don't know why I can't handle it. And Emily's like, bullshit, you're just saying that to me. I was like, no. Woman around me, it's fucking weird to me. I feel like I'm sorry that you're dancing on me. I know you don't want to. That's how I feel.
My thing.
I'm sorry you don't want to do this, but
my thing is how awkward my friends make it. So this makes perfect sense because you're making it awkward because you're like, don't touch me, ew. And I'm like, dude, you're making it really fucking weird. Like, stop that.
Yeah,
I just like
and they gravitate. Well,
I like
too,
for all of you
like
guys. Go ahead. Sorry. What?
No, I just feel like they gravitate towards the shy guys or the awkward guys like me, and then they'll be like, hey, honey, what's up?
Yeah,
I can make it easy on you. Like, no, you're not making it.
Totally not because you have fucking rock hard six-pack and fucking blonde.
Yeah, because I'm showing up to a strip club fucking half naked. Like, they know
I
have a
look, I can tell the difference between your body and me and Chase's body. I'm just saying, you know.
It hurts that you use me as an example, but it
also... Jason's like, I got pulled into that example.
I was actually thinking, wow, I'm not, like, the worst anymore. That's great. So I'm somewhere in the middle now.
You guys
what were you saying?
No, I was saying, I just like when you guys get rock hard, I just see you get stand up with boners. That's my favorite thing, I think.
I was
like, ooh, he's having a good time.
At a strip club. Honestly.
I don't think I have not either.
Yeah, honestly. Me neither.
Like, yeah, no, definitely Kevin, not, bro.
Kevin's got a boner walking in.
I got a boner right now,
like,
thinking about
chill.
We're like, you're Kev, come get some shots. No, I'm chill. I need to sit for a little bit. I'm chilling.
Got some ice?
I'm like, is that
ice?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
I've never put ice on a boner in my life.
Oh. No.
Okay, sorry.
Have you?
But I did think of you earlier, Jose. It was
when you had a boner.
No. I'm not going to say the show because you're immediately going to be like, oh, cool. You think all gay guys watch the show? But I was watching a show, and I'll say the show later because I don't want to get shit on for it. But one of the guys, one of the girls was going on a date, and that girl was like, what's your hobby? She goes, oh, my hobby is drag shows. Like, that's her hobby. And I just stopped for a second, and I was like, that cannot be a fucking hobby. That's not a real thing. Like, could you guys encompass that being a hobby to you? Like, saying, like, if you met a girl and she was like, what are you into? Like, I just love drag shows. That's my hobby. Not so being in a drag show, not drag being shows. A drag, just going
a straight relationship, and a girl's telling me that?
Yeah.
No.
So it's like, I mean, what if somebody said, I don't know, what's an equivalent thing that's not drag shows? Like, my favorite thing, what's my hobby? I go to the gym. No, because you're physically doing something. What's an example here?
What about like trivia night? I like to go to every trivia night.
I like to go to trivia night. Like, that's my hobby.
I think that's more of a hobby than a drag show, though.
It's still a little weird, though.
I love.
I don't think it's like I love going. I don't think it's a hobby. Trivia night. But.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. First off, I love drag shows. I think they're fucking fun. I will always say yes to it. But I'm just saying at calling it a hobby, I feel like there's something out there that you got.
My
you
hobby
be doing
is I go to all the theater performances.
Like, I guess. I mean, yeah. I guess that is a hobby if you think of it. That if you is, think of yeah. it as like art and theater, which yeah. it is, obviously. So maybe it is. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. By the way, the show was Queer Eye, which yeah. is...
Kev's like, nailed it. I said that. Kevin called that.
Shocker.
It's a great show. Fuck off.
I used to watch it when it was the real Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, you know, back in the day.
This one's much
better. What is it now?
I mean, it's changed, okay?
It's a different...
I don't know.
It's not changed. It's just different, the same. Man. The only difference now
they
is they added a
guys
life
coach. Now. They're really oh. straight, you know.
Oh. What?
Man.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I've never even seen the new one, but I used to watch the old one.
It's watch good. You'll it's definitely good. Cry. The new one will.
No, I'm not into that. I'm not trying
oh,
to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't he's not into cry. The new one.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely cried.
The Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was the first time I learned that I was shaving wrong because they were like, "Oh, you shave with the grain," and I was like, "I always go a grain every fucking time." And
how did you not have razor burn, bro?
And they were always like, they put like a mic up to the guy that was shaving the wrong way, and it was just like,
like oh.
And they were like, oh my God, think of what that's doing to his skin. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't do that much. It's not that much.
Kev's like, it doesn't matter.
Makes me a fucking
man. I'm fucking tough. I can handle it.
As he turns to the camera, he's just bleeding like from
it. I'm okay. Blood off.
But anyway.
Speaking of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Did everybody?
I'm getting on the board, damn it.
Oh, yeah, you're out. I'm going to bring this out right here so I don't forget.
Chase got that OBS confidence right now.
Yeah, that OBS is running through my veins.
Jason, mm-hmm. Jason's showing us the board, which...
Wait, I have one? What do I have it for?
You have jack shit, bro.
Oh, I thought I saw one. Oh, that must have been Chris.
Kevin's got one, Chris has one, and Jose actually has one.
Fuck.
I have him a little pity section in the corner until he proves that he can be on the podcast full term, and then we can do it. Be right back, mom's calling.
Wow. You didn't have to. What's the point of him putting a note up there? And like?
Because he's muting us so he can talk to his mom, so he can't see it.
I think
to
we
us.
All kind of got it, but anyways.
It's all good. As Jose talks to his mom, hope everything's doing okay. Florida man arrested for throwing blank drink at woman during road rage. All right.
Blank drink.
Backstory behind this, if you guys don't know what Florida man is and you are new to the episode, real headline.
Welcome, man.
Leave out a word, replace it with blank. They try to fill it in. I will then reveal it later. So again, Florida man arrested for throwing blank drink. At woman during road rage.
Blank drink?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I'm debating on telling you a hint. Yeah, blank I'm going to do drink. It. I'm going to give it to you. It's a fast food joint.
Okay.
So it's a drink from fast food joint.
Yeah, so fast food drink. So whatever that type of fast food. Whatever that fast food place is.
Frosty then.
No. The branch.
Oh, like Wendy's, McDonald's.
Yes. Wendy's drink or blah, blah, blah.
I'll stick with Wendy's then.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, reliable. Don't let me down, baby. It's Taco Bell drink.
Okay. I'm going to go with McDonald's. I feel like I got a decent shot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a solid
hot,
one.
Jose says hot drink.
No, it's the brand.
Like Jose. McDonald's, the restaurant. Give
it's
us
it's a
fast food.
It's a fast food spot, Jose.
Yeah, the actual branch.
The name of the place.
McDonald's. So we got Taco Bell, we got Wendy's.
McDonald's.
McDowell's.
Kevin's got McDonald's.
McDowell's. I got
Jose's
McDowell's.
Drop in.
McDowell's.
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, okay. I believe that's
It wasn't
Chick-fil-A.
A Sunday then.
Classy Florida man, Chick-fil-A.
Classy.
Chick-fil-A is probably a good answer, it's gonna be though, Wawa, actually.
Is that everybody? Yeah.
Yep.
Although now I kind of want to see something.
Put it on the board. Put it on the board.
Looping it up.
It's Jose.
It's Jose.
Yeah.
Yay. There he is.
I wasn't even here. I wasn't even paying attention.
Technically, right now, Jose is leading the big four.
He's leading right now.
Oh, my God.
Which means I'm in last, so hey.
Don't worry. I'm in last, I switched out.
Oh, that's fair.
I switched out what's that sound, because I got lazy and I couldn't figure out a sound for that one. I'll do it next week. Put it on next week, Chris, but I switched it out for trivia.
Trivia.
So you get another opportunity. Actually, you get two opportunities, because when we jump into 7 minutes, I put a sports trivia on there as well. Ooh, so you have two opportunities.
Let's go.
Two dropping that. Chase puckered up when he heard sports trivia. Let's fucking
Chase
go.
Like, I'll fucking lock it in.
Because it's always so fucking random. We're like,
it is. It is very
like
random,
if you
actually.
Don't know sports and can just guess.
For sure. 100%.
I'm going to overthink it.
The reason why I want people to join 7 minutes ahead of you, don't need to. I don't know shit about sports, and I like this episode. And the trivia, you won't need to know shit, because I highly doubt any person besides maybe Andy knows this trivia answer.
Here we go. Cool.
But yeah, good job, Jose. I'm going to put it on the digital big board, thanks to our buddy Mike.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're not, because I don't have a column.
He did. He said he added it. Yeah, oh, not on Mike's, you said.
No, not on Mike's. I added on that one. It's okay. It's okay. What do we got next, guys?
You just hang up on
rankings.
Your mom.
No, I'm trying to get a hold of her, because when I went to answer the phone, she had hung up, and now she's not answering the phone. She's probably like, oh, I'm watching my soap opera.
Or
100%. Or Telemundo. Big Brother. She could be watching Big Brother.
Or Big Brother. She's
she could be on Big Brother.
Mexican.
Wait, is that going on right now?
No. Not American. It's not.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No,
they have Colombian Big Brother?
Yeah, Big Brother's international.
There's this version of it. I would like... I was at home with her, and I hear all this yelling and screaming. I'm like, what the fuck are you watching? And she's like, I don't know. It's this weird show with all these people living in a house backstabbing each other. And I'm like, that sounds really familiar.
I know
it's
that.
Fully Big Brother. But
that's awesome.
It's all. It's like a celebrity version, and all the house guests are telenovela actors, and so it's really dramatic and very over the top.
It's awesome.
Do they do the actual cuts like over dramatic, like where like
are
punch in like a
or...
slow like punch and like cut to commercial like,
and
shit? How many drinks have been thrown in each other's faces?
Many drinks.
Yeah.
Many drinks.
They are sexy. Can we talk about Spanish soap operas? Those women fucking
Jason's
gorgeous.
Like, I don't understand a word you're saying, but I'm not gonna
damn
stop
it.
Watching.
No, it was I want to say it was Danny, my next door neighbor I went to high school with. His mom watched them, and I would be like a teenager walking in. I'd be like, I mean, I'll stay and watch.
I'll hang around for a bit more.
Because it's like cleavage is out. They're in tight fucking like outfits. They are just beautiful Spanish women all the time, and they're always either cheating or murdering somebody. One of the two. Like it's just. It's bad.
That's all they do. That's just
that's all
that.
They do.
Gasping Spanish. Made it more sexy for you.
Yeah. Commercial break.
Cries in Spanish. No, no, no.
Cries. All right, guys. Blind ranking.
I'm not blind 23 hours a day or 22 hours a day. I'm blind the whole goddamn time. I'm blind.
Chris is gonna fuck tonight. Just throwing that out there. Chris is fucking.
Chris, you fucking tonight?
He hears that song. He's
just
like
come on. Give me a song.
Prime it up. Beat.
Prime it up. All right. While she's priming it up, shout out to Makeshift Project for my inspiration for this segment. This one, this is right up Chase's alley. This one, we got food, but we got breakfast foods.
Okay.
Breakfast.
Okay. We all breakfast, if you will. We all know the rules.
Do we?
Correct. Yeah.
Correct.
How do they go?
Yeah. One being the best and five being the worst.
Come on, here we go.
Unless Chris gives us six, and then
no,
six.
There's
and
only
then
five.
Six is the best. You've
there's
done
only
it
five.
Once.
I have
done it once.
I have,
and
but
it
there's
threw
only
Jason's
five.
World completely.
It did.
It
ruined everything.
I was like, is six better than one? How does this work? Is it an ace? Is it a
in
two
the future?
Or
in the future, if I go past five, I will tell you if there's something.
Jose, have
changed.
You done a blind ranking yet?
Yes, pretty
yes,
sure.
I did.
I apologize.
Two or three of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Why don't you just back the
he
fuck off?
It,
he's
bro.
Done it.
I consider myself backed.
Myself backed. Wow. Here we go. Breakfast foods. Your first one. Your favorite. Pancakes.
Five.
Yeah.
Four.
What's worse? Four. So everybody five minus Kev.
Grits.
With their cheese grits. Yeah, with their cheese grits.
Delicious. Yeah, when you have to add something to make it good, it's fucking trash.
So, wow, cheeseburgers,
syrup.
Burgers are great.
A cheeseburger is much better.
Agree, but cheese, just regular burgers are great.
It's okay.
Is a pancake good without syrup?
Yeah, it's still good.
No.
Yeah.
False.
Eh. Next up, French toast. Let's get some French toast.
Four.
Three for me.
I'm going to go three.
French toast.
French toast. What'd you say, Jose? Four?
Four.
Kev, what'd you say?
Tree.
Tree. Next up is omelets.
Ooh, I do love a good omelet.
I'm going to go one.
For it. I was waiting for it.
Kev's a fuck it.
Bro. I'm going to go two. I'm going to go two.
Chase two.
I'm going to go
Kev
three.
Kev one. Jose three.
I'm a big breakfast guy, but yeah.
I can relate.
I'm going to go. Such a hard time with breakfast.
I'm going to go two because I feel like this motherfucker is going to throw in a breakfast burrito.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, yeah. The next one. Yeah, the next one, it's not. Yeah. It's at eggs is the next one.
Three. Two.
Three.
Chase, three with
eggs.
I'm
going to go five because I got two. Omelet one. So
I'll go four, but I'm very confused because when I hear omelet, I think eggs. And then
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, I was like, that's not fair.
He's going to go bacon with the last one.
No, he's going to be like scrambled eggs. I'm like, fuck me, bro.
I already said eggs. I already said eggs.
He's going to be like sunny side up eggs. Poached eggs.
Over easy.
Waffles.
That's
Kev
true.
Kev hit it right on the head. Chris. Waffles is your last one. That's right on the fucking head.
Waffles.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. I really feel like, I really feel like eggs
waffles
is
one son of a bitch.
Eggs is a type of, like, omelet is a type of eggs. I'm contesting that.
Contest away. It's locked in.
So contest away. Found something to get offended by.
You're offended by omelets being type of eggs now?
No, I'm not offended by the omelet.
I know you're not offended.
Eggs.
What you chose. It's the
subcategories.
It's options.
It is surprising that you did this and there's no bacon or even like.
Nope. I agree with him. Bacon is not a main course.
Did he say main
he
course?
He said breakfast food.
But I mean, like,
love look, when you guys chase the fuck out of these.
Is eggs just eggs? Is the main course?
Fuck yeah! If you're gonna eat a main course,
I
eggs,
almost
eggs
never
could be...
eat just eggs.
Well, that's you,
motherfucker. Everybody else
Other
in
people.
The world just eats eggs for
you
breakfast.
You just eat eggs for breakfast.
I'm with you, Chase.
I've had eggs just for breakfast. Just
yeah,
eggs.
So have I as well. And so millions upon millions upon millions of people in the world. I'm fucking
all right, well, that's blind rankings. They fucking hated this one, so we'll go. We'll come back in a few weeks. Maybe it'll be better.
My thoughts on my rankings are great. Omelet, number one. You can put anything in that omelet, whatever you
you're
want.
Right. Out of that list, you're absolutely correct.
Waffles are number two for me, and that's great because waffles are better than
pancakes. I agree
so far. 100%. And then French toast is good. You know, I like French toast. Pancakes. Yeah. You know, average and eggs. I already got omelets. I don't need it. Yeah.
So yeah, I would switch pancakes, and I would go. I would agree with your list completely. I would just put pancakes last, and then eggs fourth. Because to this day,
omelets,
I don't know what
omelets
the, fuck
the clear
eggs
number one here.
Yeah, for sure.
So why?
What's your guys' favorite?
Did you make it a number one?
No.
You know how
number
he
two.
Thinks. That's how
number
he
two.
Does it.
That's what I was saying, Kev.
You were hoping for a breakfast burrito.
Yeah,
or something else.
Bacon or meat in general, just meat, a meat.
I'm not a big bacon guy anyway.
What's your guys' favorite kind of omelet? Like either name or what you want to put
like
in. Some people like have names like a Western omelet.
Like a
good Western
omelet.
I'm basic.
Omelet.
I just do like a ham and cheese. I'm pretty basic.
No, I need like all the vegetables.
Yeah. I need to eat it.
You could
I
throw
need,
some veggies in there.
Just to make myself feel healthy, but even though I know it's not because there's
onions,
like
peppers.
Onions, bell peppers, 100%.
You know? Yeah. Mushrooms are the
mushrooms.
Only one that can't be,
nope,
it can't
get
be
it
an
out.
Omelet.
Don't
I
even
don't
look
like
at it.
The texture with that with omelet.
Do you like mushrooms on anything? Like pizza?
Yeah, I'll eat mushrooms on anything, really. Except
get it away.
I will eat it with an egg. I'm just saying it's one of my least additives to an omelet. Like it would be my last
would
one to put in
that.
There.
I'll eat mushrooms on anything.
Get them away. I don't want nothing to do
with
it.
If you can... take away cheese and obviously eggs. Chess. What would be if you only had one ingredient to throw into your omelet? Chess. What would it be?
You only get one.
One. Only
to
one.
Put in your.
Not
omelet?
Counting seasoning or anything for no an omelet. Cheese. You already have but cheese and no eggs. Cheese. What is that?
Oh,
other
you already
omelet?
Have cheese and eggs.
You already have cheese. You already have eggs. What is that other?
I gotta have a meat. It's gotta be a meat.
Ham. I want some ham in there.
I gotta have meat.
I actually do like ham and omelets a
dude,
lot.
Dude, ham's my go-to.
Yeah,
I agree. I think I'll do peppers. Some green pepper, bell peppers.
Peppers is on the list, but it's not number one.
They gotta be a little saute though. Don't put, you put some raw ass fucking.
He don't want the raw ones.
Get that shit out of my motherfucking face.
Get it out.
Gone.
So what did you say? A meat? Which meat? Is it bacon or sausage or ham?
I said ham.
It's ham. Yeah. And then Chris, what is yours?
I said ham. I said ham. Yeah.
You're not gonna like mine. Mine's gonna be spinach. And it's not even for the taste.
Oh,
it's not
for the taste. Spinach should be good.
It's literally for just to make me feel like this is healthier.
It's healthy. I got some greens in there.
Besides, like, cholesterol, eggs aren't crazy bad for you.
It's high in fat.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that
pretty high? For like, if you count your macros, eggs, like, if you eat eggs without just eating the whites, like, it's tough to eat a lot of eggs because your fat content will go high.
Heard that. Anyway, there's your nutritional fact for the evening, brought to you by Jason Payne.
I was like, brought to you.
With some random shit. But yeah, that's all.
Salsa, great on eggs.
Wait, like on
that
top?
Was so
on
random.
Eggs?
Yeah, it was quiet for like anything. 10 seconds, and then
omelet,
salsa,
eggs, like hot sauce, salsa.
Interesting.
I do and love hot sauce on it
because Chase, look, you're gonna put on a Western, you're putting salsa on it anyways.
Hot sauce. I'm putting hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
You don't put
sauce.
The salsa.
Salsa just takes over.
Well, you don't like flavor. Tomatoes.
But you could put a little bit. I mean, it definitely enhances the Western omelet.
Enhance.
Hot sauce does a better job enhancing it. But if there's no hot sauce, I'll throw salsa on it. Yeah, I'm not going to go dry like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, don't do that.
Go raw.
They go raw green, dog in that. They love the green chili out here.
Ooh, I yeah. do
love I do green like some chili. Green chili.
Ooh, yeah. Fuck.
Because, ooh, man, excuse
green
me.
Green chili might be, actually, that might be my one.
It's pretty
green.
Fire.
Well, that's a topper, though, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes.
So that doesn't count for this one. You can still have it on your...
Kev, calm down. You can't have it right now. Calm down.
Jose, you were on the phone. What is your one ingredient if cheese in it, for your omelet? Cheese is already going to come with it, and obviously eggs. What's the one other ingredient that's your go-to, like your number one?
It's going to sound weird because you would think that I would pick like a meat, but I'm
why
gonna
would
go
we
and-
think that?
Well, I don't know. Why would you think that?
You're the one that said it.
Chase is going to disagree, but I'll say mushrooms. I like mushrooms in my omelet. And it's like, and the mushroom gives it the amount, just like the taste that kind of, it could be meat and the texture. Mushrooms is it. Did you choose mushrooms too?
No, I do love mushrooms, and everybody was like, yo, mushrooms, fuck you, dude. Kevin,
pretty much, my words, exactly.
It's for the exact opposite of what you said. It's the texture of the mushrooms doesn't bring anything to the
omelet. No, it's very common that the same kind of meatiness that you get from a mushroom is found in meat. You know, it's like that. There's a reason why you can make like a mushroom burger, you know.
So it tastes like ass.
Those are also typically thicker mushrooms.
You don't like mushrooms either? Come on. No, I like mushrooms, but I said out of
Chase,
all the things that I choose not to have mushrooms on, it's an omelet. I just don't feel like it mixes well with me. Anything else, though? Like,
you,
I don't know. It's weird. This is the longest conversation I've ever had with omelets.
Oh, no.
Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles. I like the texture better. A pancake is just like... I mean, it's a cake,
well,
right?
The waffles
just...
got the little like squares that like hold the syrup, and
the little and they have the potential of having
do
little
squares. Little squares.
So stupid.
Chris is the only anti.
Those little silly squares.
I'm not anti. I will just take pancakes, but it's not. I'm not anti waffles.
I just want to smack
you in
the
face. Anybody that chooses
pancakes
over waffles,
I'll smack you in the face with a fucking waffle. Then,
ooh, baby.
Chris, I trust you over a million people in the world, but the fact that you choose pancakes over waffles,
a lot of people
make me second guess my decision.
Well, why do you trust him on food in general?
Of all people, because he doesn't eat a lot of it, doesn't mean he doesn't have good taste.
I still eat, believe it or not.
I mean, that's to be determined, you know? No one's actually ever seen you eat.
Yeah, that's true. It's just
not
a myth.
Once.
I never
not
have.
True.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Never, ever.
I've seen
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, live and in person. We're going to jump into 7 minutes in heaven, guys. This episode will drop on Tuesday. So if you guys haven't listened to this already and you're listening to this episode, go to 7 minutes in heaven and listen to the goddamn episode. Even if you don't like sports, you'll like it, I promise.
Well, from 100%. A non-sports, like, I mean, you love sports, but it's not like you're a heavy sports guy. Tell them why they should, yeah.
If you're ever interested, okay, so here you go. This is a great, this is only one example. Kev's one example while Kevin's
okay. Go ahead and
explain it to everybody while I go pee.
And I will pitch this. All right. I guarantee you, you have, let's say you're not a sports person, girl or guy, and you go in, you have friends that are big sports people, and every time they go into that group setting, you never have anything to talk about. Like, fuck, they're talking about sports, I'm out. You listen to this podcast or this episode for 20 minutes, you're going to have some sports topics.
You got some things to bring up.
Like this one, we're going to talk about Wilson. You can be like, oh yeah, I know Wilson. He got fucking cut from the Broncos. I know, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be random snippets. 100%
thought you were
this.
Talking about Wilson from the Tom Hanks movie.
Same.
Said Wilson.
Castaway. I immediately thought Wilson from Castaway. I was like, oh, yeah, I know Wilson.
Wilson!
And there you go. You won't make that mistake where you're at the bar and they say Wilson. You're like, oh, the volleyball? And you won't say that. You won't sound like the dumbass from Sandlot.
You'd be like, no.
Also, there's a good chance that we will then start talking about Wilson
for Wilson
to
volleyball.
And we'll go on a tangent that has nothing to do with sports.
100%.
But yes, please check it out, and we'll be back in a brief moment. For you guys, it'll be seconds. For us, it'll probably be like 30 minutes.
Seconds.
A few moments later.
Wow. Like, please say,
you are sweating like
profusely.
A motherfucker.
I'm literally
profusely.
Wearing a jacket. You know.
Yeah, I saw that.
No one made you do
guys,
that.
Guys, we are back. Chester made an appearance. If you don't know who Chester is, you're not an OG, and that's okay. That's okay. Check out 7 minutes in heaven and you get to discover Chester, where basically Kevin wore a, I don't know, a sweatsuit basically and decided to wear a windbreaker Ooh. in the garage.
I think that was just Kevin's
Chester,
cousin.
Chester,
a
garage. Chester is my cousin and he's visiting and he, as you know, when he's here, he wants to be on the podcast. So I was like, loves. I'll let you do 7 minutes in heaven, but that's it. But just fucking behave yourself. I don't know how he did, but.
I would say until the end where he wanted to sell us Jesus, it got a little weird. Got a little weird at that.
He's doing. He has found Jesus.
Is he reformed?
He's found
reformed.
Yeah. He's just found.
Born again.
Did he find him at the playground that he got kicked out of, or where did he find Jesus?
He's still battling that little process.
You know. He's still going through.
Or
some
the is he allowed in the ocean anymore? He was telling us some issue he had
the
with stingray.
Did he talk?
Yes.
Oh, no.
He talked about stingrays.
He went there. He went there.
Said something
about
telling
me he brought up the stingrays.
Is he allowed in the ocean?
Go listen to 7 minutes ahead. I'm sure. I don't want to get into it. It's my, you know, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family, right?
Yeah, I feel you. Anyway. Speaking of family, we got Jose. This is where we fucked up live. Are you ready, buddy?
Yeah, Kevin's got his shirt back on, so I think I'm good to go now.
He's been on.
You can focus. You can focus. Jose was getting a little hot and bothered. He's like, please, I gotta focus.
Kevin also had some sweat going on, so he's glistening. It was,
oh,
it was beautiful,
a little shiny.
Yellow is your color. Yellow is your color.
Don't get any ideas in Kevin's head.
Mustard, I believe it's called. on the website.
What is up, my people? It is time once again for another edition of This Is Where We Fucked Up, the weekly fact-checking segment on the podcast where I call out the mistakes of the previous week. I was out last week, so I trusted my trusty sidekick, Mayor Adamson, to fill in for me, and he did. He also said some pretty hurtful things about the content of my segment and where it comes from. Hurtful things that were mostly true. But Kev also said hurtful things at the beginning of the show last week he said that he was here with some of his three and then stopped himself and said, with my three best friends, completely leaving me out of the prestigious list. But that's okay, because I'm here now, and I can say hurtful things about him too. Like that Jason's ass is better. And
it is.
That
I don't disagree.
Kevin's thumbs foolish. Look like rotted baby carrots.
They
so,
do.
Ooh.
Now we're even. But there were other stupid things that were said last week, so let's not waste any more time and
dive
right in. Because this is where where we fucked up. In episode 141.
Think I'm gonna join you on that?
Oh, Kev, I missed you this week, buddy. It's okay.
I don't know.
They do kind of look like baby carrots.
No, I mean, you didn't say baby carrots. You said dead, baby
rotting. Dead, rotting baby carrots.
Well, because I was thinking, like, you know, they're a little... Okay. Anyway, Kev, we start with you.
Thank God.
Kev, last week you mentioned that your lovely wife was wearing her earphones and listening to a crime podcast while driving up to Pensacola. And Jason asked, isn't it illegal? And while it's not illegal to not support your husband's podcast, I was really surprised to learn that it's only illegal to drive with headphones in some states. This isn't like a like an everywhere thing. I just assumed that it was always illegal because it sounds dangerous. So if you... Well, that's 129.24 right there. So if you are a resident of one of these states, then you should not be driving with headphones in. That is Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Virginia, and Washington. Whew, quite a few there. But yeah, Jason, in this case, not only does Kevin's entire family not listen to the podcast, but his wife would engage in illegal activity and risk her freedom just to avoid listening to her husband's podcast.
Yeah, she can't do that, dude. That's the only reason she don't listen.
Kevin, that's your out, bro. You can do weed now. She's broken the law. Now you can break the law.
That's right. Now you can. Really? Right in front of her. Right in front of her. Be like, just, remember?
Sorry about
this. Yeah? What's your crime podcast have to say about this now, huh?
I noticed that you were wearing your headphones while you're driving. Sorry that I'm so...
Sorry.
That's actually more illegal.
We were just a family of lawbreakers.
That's actually more illegal than what I'm about to do. Yeah.
Between that and Chester's fucking stingray, we're in
yeah.
Some shit.
Family's going through some stuff. Family's going through some stuff. Speaking of the Hefners, Kev, we continue with you. Last week, average height came up again, and knowing how a video about height has randomly become our most commented on video on YouTube, I thought that I would let you know that while it might be fun to call yourself a short king, the average height of a man in the United States is 5'9". So at 5'9", which you are 5'9", you said average. Last week on the podcast, you're just an average king in more ways than one. So there you go.
What's the other way?
You know, thumbs.
No, I'm below average. That's on thumbs.
Way
below.
So way down.
What's the other one?
I was trying to be nice.
Well, what is it then?
It's your ass. It's just average.
My ass is above average. So what's the other one?
Whoa,
man!
It's your penis.
You
Kevin,
can say
it's your
moving
penis.
On. This is a good time.
This would be the time to say that.
Is this when it happens? Moving on, Jason. Last week you asked about a movie where a man was obsessed with someone's calves. Now, seeing that I was a little short on content this week, I said I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to search for this and find this movie. And you have stumped me once again. Now, whether or not this is actually a thing, or you made it up, you mentioned, isn't there a movie where a man is obsessed with someone's calves?
I think I may have said that.
Or was it Chase? I fucked
think
up.
I may have said that.
All right, next up, Jose. You're an idiot.
Jose's next.
I'm making little fireworks go off of my screen.
Wait, how did you do that?
Okay.
I don't know. I just started doing my...
It started... His spirit fingers.
It is. It's whenever... Whenever you embarrass a gay, your screen shoots off.
Fireworks.
All these little fireworks. But yes, Chase, then my bad, Jason, my apologies. Chase, then it was you. What movie were you talking about?
I actually think it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mac is obsessed with like this. He thinks he gets calf. He's like, do you have calf implants? He's like, no.
Got it.
Like, all right,
yes,
fine, don't
the
tell
calf
me.
Implants. Okay, that makes sense. I started searching, and there was a joke about calves in... what's that fucking stupid movie with Dane Cook? Good Luck Chuck. And I actually watched a bunch of clips from Good Luck Chuck trying to find it. So I subjected myself to quite a bit just to realize that it was
that movie's
always
raunchy
sunny.
As fuck.
I see it a is, clip from
is that
Modern
the one with
Family.
Jessica?
It doesn't. It,
Alba.
Jessica Alba's in that. Yeah, it does not age that. Well.
It's, no, yeah. no,
not very.
Jessica
good.
Alba doesn't age well. Did I just hear that?
No, she aged great.
The movie does.
Dane Cook did not age well. He got a lot of plastic
Dane
surgery.
Dane Cook looks great, and I'm not going to have it.
He's been touched by an angel.
Yeah, a needle and some surgery. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Last week, Kevin, your baby bladder was acting up. You were about to burst, and so you ran into the house to pee, and then you came back in what felt like it was record timing. Jason, you were very sure that from the time that he walked away until he came back, that it was under a minute. You said over under 60 seconds. You're like, has to be under. First of all, this is why I love having friends like Jason, because he's so excited about something so stupid. He looks like a little kid on Christmas, like I'm about to give you a Nintendo 64.
And now I'm actually really interested to see it compared to his bathroom break this episode.
Right. Well, yeah, it was this one was a long one, but I think Chester probably got him distracted. Chester, but anyway, last week, Kevin was gone for...
Ooh.
1 minute and 38 seconds. God, so it was over a minute and a half. But hey, that's
11
pretty
seconds
impressive
of that,
still.
Let's say 22 seconds of that going to and from bathroom.
Well, and you also mentioned that there were some other challenges, like the toilet seat. Doesn't it like not? You mentioned something about the toilet seat. Yeah, right.
Sometimes it's one of those, like, you know, if it'll like come down. It's a soft close. Mm. So, you know.
A soft close, as opposed to
that's a furniture term.
got it.
It'll just close, and sometimes it doesn't. You gotta hold it up to be like, "Hey, this is your primary position."
Yeah, no one gives a fuck. From house cats to elephants, most mammals take up to 20 seconds to urinate. So
that's
you gotta speed that up, Kev.
Wow, Jay, thanks for that information.
Well, you know, you're 40, so 41.
We're going with
thing.
It. I'm fucking old and I gotta pee.
All well, right, when you take too long to pee, like that's prostate issues.
Are you saying that I'm taking too long now? Jason was just saying that I'm fucking goddamn blazing fast.
I thought you were blazing fast.
Well,
but now, so you're not
now
anymore.
Maybe not.
Now I'm
and
saying maybe.
And
I'm
it's
just...
never a bad thing when they tell you that wasn't that fast. So
we mean they. We mean they.
Anyone
can have it. Not going to have it. I'm offended.
And finally, here is last week's
moment of cringe.
How long would you last, Kev? How long would you last?
I mean, I can barely last any time that I put a dick in my mouth.
That's
it for this week. If I missed anything, you know what to do. Slip into my DMs at HipHipJose14 on Instagram. And thank you, Mayor Addison, for the supplemental producing. Until next week, peace.
Peace.
Great, great moment.
That was so good. I just sent it to Andy, and I'm like, can you, like, I don't know, just play with it, but like as close as you could make it.
What'd you say to Andy again?
I sent him the moments of cringe because he puts them. He fixes it. He produces
the
segment for me.
Say the words.
What were the words?
Again.
You want him to do what with it?
I want him to just try it out. You know, just work with this.
That's
you know.
What you say.
Just touch it. Just play with it. Just touch it up a little bit. You know, just like, fix it up, make it feel good. And he did a great job. He did a great job as always.
Yeah. I will say it breaks my heart that he didn't extend the music for you to close out because that's always the most impressive thing. I talk about that every time.
Yeah, it is impressive how you time it.
Yeah.
Timing is everything. You know, you just got to know. Sometimes you're just like, oh, got to slow down. Slow the strokes. Again, we're not quite there.
Speaking of that, I saw this clip right before we got on here, and I want to ask you guys' opinion, and then I want to ask your opinion on it, and then what you think the opposite sex feels, and then obviously in your case, Jose, you have dabbled in both sides, so you are a king of content
a
for this
whore.
Question. This woman said this guy was at a concert or whatever, and she was like half naked, beautiful little model, whatnot. But this guy comes up and asks her an interview and asks her two questions. First question was, is it a turnoff for a guy to take enhancements before having sex with you? And she said, no. Here's where the question comes in. I love when guys take that because I like to have sex for hours. And I have been told from many women that that is not true. Like, there's hours. A period of time where you're like donezo, and I feel like it's an hour is pushing it, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it depends on who she's with, an hour with. If she's an hour with you, you know, Big Dick McGick, you know, that's the thing. An hour with me, where it's like fucking sticking a goddamn...
I took that as
sticking
pure
sex. Sticking a goddamn
sex.
Straw down a fucking hula hoop, you know, that's...
No, you got girth, not length, bro. So it's not a straw. You're more like a...
A baby carrot.
Like a cheese stick.
A cheese stick.
Like a cheese puff, maybe.
Like a cheese puff.
There you go, cheese puff.
That's great. But my question is like, one, I would love to have sex for hours. Am I capable of it? No, I get off very fast. It's just, I'm a man. It happens. You're I'm a typical man.
It happens.
I say sorry after sex every time. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I wish Emily would have the guts to come on this episode and tell you that, because I am not lying when I say 9 times out of 10, I apologize every time. I'm like, I'm sorry. Every time.
That's so sad.
That being said, though.
You. What's her name?
It's the perfectionist in us, you know, me and Jason, where... You know, we no matter how good or bad we were, we always feel like we could have did better.
Is that what you're saying, Jason?
I'm not trying to like toot my own horn or anything like
that.
Here
we go.
I don't understand how a man can come in 10 seconds and then be like, oh, you like that, babe? Like, just be that naive.
You fucking like that?
Where me, it's like a people pleaser. Like, I want to make sure if I'm having sex with you, it's just as fun. Because, guys, we get off. He's not a selfish lover.
He's not a selfish lover.
He's not at all.
Well, it's because, like getting a woman off is fucking hard, right? It's not an easy task. So, for guys, Emily's like, oh, like,
oh,
was that
Kevin
great
has
for you?
Oh,
say.
Put Kevin has down, thought. Kevin.
Emily would be like, is that great? I was like, I got off. It's great. Yes,
it was.
I got off. It's great. That's my thing. Our bar is set. It's very easy. But with a woman, it's different. So that's why I got it. Hours, though, I feel like hours has got to be too much for a woman.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
As I've mentioned before, I've dabbled into the Real Housewives franchise of shows because I am a cliche. And I was just watching an episode with Michael right before the podcast where it was the reunion at the end of the season. And she was saying, this girl is dating Marcus Jordan.
You're talking about Pippin.
Are you talking about
Pippin?
Larsa.
Yes,
Larsa.
Oh,
Larsa.
God,
yes. Larsa.
Oh,
Larsa Pippin said, I love that you know this.
They're not dating anymore, Jose.
They're not dating anymore. I
the
fucking love it.
What the fuck is happening right now?
Well, Chase's wife.
You
want to
talk about Chase? Do you want to finish this?
Yeah, Chase, you go ahead and please.
Chase's wife.
Do you watch
clip,
Real
though.
Housewives of Canada?
This is Miami. This is Miami.
Miami, yes.
Oh, it's in Miami now.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Kevin, come on. Obviously.
So you this do is, watch that, Chase?
I saw the exact clip
Chase,
that he's talking about.
Do you watch
about.
It?
No.
Kind of feel like
he
did.
I'm feeling
I
he might watch
have
it.
I
but he might be walking by
sure.
because,
yeah.
because
no,
his
I've
wife
watched,
is definitely going to watch it.
For sure.
It's like every guy that's like, oh my God, why do you have this on? And then like, they like walk by. And
this sound
like,
just gets locked in.
Wait, what are you doing? I was watching that.
No, I tried Mary.
Why are you changing?
I tried Mary crazy because she watches the like, she'll have like the reunion on and I'm just like, just those get intense. Ones. So, like, I ask all these questions, and then she'll just get annoyed and, like, be like, I'll watch it later.
Mary
She's like, I'm going to turn it off now.
Yeah.
Because you ruined
like,
it.
Can you just shut up.
But Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex wife, who was until very recently dating Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son, very weird, said that she and Scottie Pippen used to have sex fully to completion. 4 to 5 times per night, every single night, which is, I'm just like, all the women on the show were like, your poor vagina, like how, why would anybody do that?
Why do you assume Scottie Pippen
he completed
like
4 to 5 times?
They,
that's what,
4 to 5.
She said he completed
couple,
4 to 5 times.
No,
and
each.
That's, yeah, each time to completion, to ejaculation, which I'm like, that's a lie. That
yes.
is a lie.
She's also
that
yes.
is a
liar.
Even on like my best, she is a huge liar. Even on like my very best night, like maybe twice or three times, but never five. That's five. Impossible that's, for a man yeah, to do. Well, that's let alone for what?
Six. That's why you don't have six.
Not with that attitude, is it?
That's true. That's true. So, like, to your question, Jay, like, I don't think any woman would want to have sex like for hours upon hours upon hours.
They'd be like, come on.
When I was in college with Erica, you know, and you know, we'd come back from, you know, Bullwinkle's or something, and we'd just be going at it, and I'm like 30 minutes into it, I'm just like, I'm sorry, not happening. And she's like, yeah, it's okay, it's fine. Obviously at that point she's done, you know. so you know, we just wrap it up and take a shower and go to bed.
There you go.
There you have it.
There's no reason to be a fucking, you get so much into it. There's no reason to be a pro and fucking like, I can go on all fucking night.
Now I'm sure that there's some people that can. I think if the more alcohol,
in the morning.
The more alcohol and drugs are involved, then you would maybe you want to go for hours. Like rock on.
There's a special
kind of drugs you using. Blue Chew. What you doing?
What was that?
Dude, kombucha. If I get another fucking, I understand I'm an aging man, but if I get another fucking blue chew fucking ad, I'm gonna kill myself.
Well, it's every fucking podcast that I listen to.
Aging man. Like every other ad is blue chew, and they're like, hey, spray this pheromone on you, your wife will fuck you. I was like, no shot. My wife has smelled me like a fucking.
And how many bottles did you order?
She hates that smell. She hates my sweat. There's no way.
Place my order now.
Yeah. If I told my wife,
there's no way that's going to work, but I am going to try it.
You're just going to attract feral gay men.
Speaking of attracting feral gay men, all right, so I'm in here gaming last night, right here where we're sitting, okay,
in the gay garage.
I'm very interested where you're going with this in relation to what we were talking about.
And we're playing some Helldivers too. Jason's like, I'm gonna go ahead and get off, you know, which is normal.
Giggity.
And it felt like it was a good time for me. I was a little, I was Helldivered out at that point, Played a couple games, killed us a bunch of aliens. Helldivers out. So I was like, let me just go work on, let me just fuck around with some editing shit. So I was going to make a little clip, which Jason fucking hates. You'll see it soon on social media. Can't stand it. Worked hard on it. Dove into some things that I wasn't used to. He hates it. I hear my garage door to the garage open. And I'm like, who is it? Because usually it's one of the girls, oh, my tummy hurts, or oh. It's like Erica. And she's like, I'm fucking pissed about something, I can't sleep. And I was like, come sit here on my lap. Tell daddy about it,
Oh, my God.
So we talked for a little bit, and I was just like, the whole time she's talking, I'm fucking rubbing her ass, Because we're in the garage now. This is Jason's garage. Jason's gym,
If you fuck right now, I'm going to beat you. I hate you.
Jason might be so mad.
So we get to a point where it's like she finishes, her rants, and I listened like a good husband, and I gave her advice.
So now she's turned on. You're like, ooh, you listened.
And then I was like, well, she's like, oh, I'm going to try to go to sleep now. I don't know if I can. I was like, I can think of something.
I would have said the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I'd be like, well.
And she was like, you got too many fucking cameras around here. I was like,
smart girl. Smart girl.
Where can I?
I was like, I'll just, no.
I was like, babe, none of them are on.
I do not trust you.
And she pointed to the mic because this mic's always got a fucking red dot on because it's always on. She's like, well, and the mic's on. No, I'm fucking. No. And I was like, no, wait.
I'll unplug the mic. I'll unplug the mic.
Will say, Kevin.
Can you imagine? You'd be like, I lost a bet, so now we have to have sex on the podcast.
That's a fucking movie script right there. I mean, that's like make a porn movie or like whatever is like. That's what I'm saying. Like that's she's not wrong. Like something could get hit. Ass touches the wrong thing, and all of a sudden you're going live on Facebook.
So I told her, I was like, look, nothing's on, but she didn't want to have it. So I still went inside, but it's not the garage. Like I was like, come on, we can beat Jason.
Come on, we can do this.
I can see that. Like he gets off. Fuck you, Jason, I did it before you. What? No, don't worry about it, babe.
It's fine.
You can hate all my editing shit all you want, but I fucked my girl.
Oh my god. It's funny.
He's really hurt.
You're sleeping with your wife, but you're like,
so Kevin goes in at what, 2:30 in the morning, send y'all a bonus clip.
2:45.
2:38. 2:45. Be specific, motherfucker. Send y'all a bonus clip. I had fun with this one. Smiley face, no captions though. 9:51 a.m. Y'all see it? I loved it. And then I respond, yeah, bro, we get it. Your face is all over it. I loved it. I would love it too. Fuck. And then I say, joking, it's really good. And then he sends me a depressed Mario walking in the rain. And then he sends another GIF of a man jumping out of a window. Where I come There's back only, and give him major pain sensitive gifts
with video editing. There's only one person that I need approval from, and when that guy
I
says,
literally love
"Yeah,
it.
I get
I
it, bro. Your fucking
it.
Face is all over it. We know you
did
like
he,
it."
Did he put the heart on it?
No, he didn't fucking LOL
did he
or nothing.
Heart it?
He
did he
I
heart
did
it?
Too, bro. I'm what the fuck are we talking about?
So, anyways,
there's
we're
a giant
go
heart.
We're going to have a reveal of this clip right now, just so you guys can see it. You ready?
I'm going to show it off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he definitely loves this fucking clip. God damn.
No, I know he does.
You don't like it?
No, I...
We all... Yes, we like it.
Play the fucking clip, bro.
Yeah, just play it now.
Play the fucking beat.
You can just load the file up.
That's a bad
You could have just load the file?
I didn't have fun if I wasn't ready for this moment in my life, you know?
Everything you're doing now, you could just load it up. Here we are.
What are we saying?
Can you hear this?
Yeah, no. Maybe.
No.
You can't hear that?
No. You know what we could hold here if you just load the fucking file up? You're right there. Just drop it in there.
Anyways, Jay, talk to him while I load the
file. Distract him.
Why don't you just sing some more?
No, please God, no. Chase, this is the
Jesus,
one you've
now
done this, I think,
now?
Three times, so I think it's officially its segment, and I will put a post-it note while you explain what this segment is to make an intro for this, but Spot the Fake, we're about to play it. I love it. I think it's a great idea. Tell us about it.
This is Spot the Fake. I'm going to give you some category, and you have to guess which one is the fake one. We've done porn titles, a couple other things. I can't remember the other ones, but this week we are doing... athlete names. So these are names of athletes. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Five of them are actual athletes.
Athlete names.
But and one of them is a name that I made up.
Spot the Fake.
So we have
Spot the Fake.
Credence Clearwater Kudo. Dick Trickle.
Love it.
Chief Kicking Stallion Sims.
Their parents hated all of them.
Emperor Johnson.
What?
Your
what?
Highness...
Emperor or Emperor?
Emperor Johnson.
Emperor.
Thank you.
Your Highness that. Morgan and Neville Neville. One of those is fake. All the rest are actual athletes.
Yeah, next
I know
time
which
we
one
pull
it is. 100% is Clayton's Clearwater.
You think it's Credence Clearwater Kudo?
Yep. I'm going to go with the obvious one that seems like it's probably the easiest is the... What was it? Neville Neville? What
Neville Neville.
Neville Neville.
Neville Neville.
Sorry, Jay. I know that's right.
Jose?
Your Highness.
Your Highness Morgan. Chris?
Yeah.
Keeping on the chief train or the chef. What the chief one?
Chief
that
Kicking
one.
Stallion Sims.
Yep. That ain't real.
Drum roll, please, because you are all wrong. All
Damn,
of the people
fuck.
You named. Jay, for the record, Neville Neville is actually the dad of a famous soccer player, Gary
yeah,
Neville.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. Up your soccer knowledge, please.
Sorry, Dad.
No one guessed Dick Trickle, huh? He is a real person also. The fake one was Emperor Johnson.
Emperor Johnson. Mm.
Emperor Johnson.
How many did you have? Do you have six?
Dick
six.
Trickle.
Six.
Six.
Six. I had six, and one was fake. Credence Clearwater Kudo was a soccer player. Dick Trickle was a race car driver. Chief Kicking Stallion Sims
that
is a basketball
sense.
Player. Mm. Your Highness Morgan is a football player. And Neville Neville, while being the dad of a soccer player, was actually a cricket player.
Cricket.
What
Neville
was
Neville.
Can't say that.
Can't do that,
time,
bro.
Neville Neville.
We're in a time. You want to do a dad tip or trivia first? Which one?
Your favorite 90s show.
Ooh.
Pause. Hold on a second. They could have picked... any 90s show. I didn't have any parameters here. You could have picked Full House, Saved by the Bell, Rugrats, Doug, Fresh Prince, Power Rangers. I don't care. You could have picked anything. But somehow all three of them did this.
Fuck. Are you afraid of the dark?
I was leaning that way. Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Which one would you guys have chosen?
That was a lot of Kevin.
Yeah, man. It's like front and center the whole
time. It's tough when you're on the spot and you have to come up with something right away, man. What do you want from us? It's the first thing that comes into your head.
Kevin.
He's going to start crying.
I'm gonna tell you to do something, and I've told you many times to do it, and you never do it. I've told you to like start streaming. I've told you to have your own segment on social media. I'm going to tell you to do this again. That angle,
know what, young ladies,
that you did,
you
whatever that
meant
was.
All right. One,
repeat,
two,
no,
three.
No.
Time is dead.
I need you to do it again because here's the reason. Two reasons. One, it's a good angle. It's flattering on you. But two, your eyes are perfectly on the rule of third, where your eyes connect to the other eyes. So I'm just like zoned in on you. I think you could actually have something if you actually just do like rants or fucking whatever you do, Kev, and just do that exact same position over and over again.
Specifically wearing mustard colored shirts.
Sure, that too.
Yeah, it has to be that color.
It could be a rant. It could literally be like, I'm at a stoplight and a fucking biker just walked in. I'm
fucking
hate him.
Pissed off.
He's taking a
you
giant
give him a compliment
out of the cock.
That's a daddy cock. Get your gang face on. Get your gang face on.
Cause you don't play, boy. Good. Wow. Thank you.
Folks, I might not be a great video editor, but I am a dad. Just want to throw that out there. I'm a good dad. And a lot of good dads, you know, do what they're supposed to do. And that's just, you know, kind of show. Do you have a leg one, too?
Yeah.
Do we have the same?
You want to tell the
Jason
listeners
has
what
a,
we're looking at here?
Jason has a bottle opener that is the leg of, looks like from Lamp. The Christmas Lamp. Story.
Christmas story.
That's Christmas story. But I just have a naked woman. So we're
we almost have a complete woman. Or do you have the torso or do you have the full body?
Got the whole thing out there.
Kevin's like, I got the whole thing.
You paid extra.
Jerk off to you twice today. speaking of jerking off, let's talk about dad tip.
Just the dad
just
tip.
Just kidding, Jake. But yeah, let's not just show up to things, you know, like you see lots of like Instagram posts and TikTok things like it means so much.
You know what, young lady?
Show up.
Do you want to go to timeout?
Sorry.
I didn't do that.
It means so much if you show up. Just show up as a dad. Just show up. Just show up. Yeah, fucking show up. All right. But be present as well, you know? Like if you go to your daughter's practice, you know, let's just say like gymnastics practice tonight, you show up, yeah, you're there, you know. But your daughter, after every fucking thing, is going to look over to you for approval. And your daughter, or son, you know, rather, is going to look to you and be like, oh, how was that? You know, what do you think? Or they're going to be after the fact, be like, did you see that, you know, backflip triple Lutz that I did? And you're going to be like, sorry, you know, I was looking at fucking, you know, TikTok rules for NCAA baseball and why they can't fucking celebrate anymore, you know, after they hit Grand Slams, game-winning Grand Slams. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go check out 7 Minutes of Heaven. But, you know, make sure that not only, like Chris is right now, you know, like he's here and he's
I'm
on
listening
the podcast,
to you.
But he's currently just fucking checked out. So be
he's
present.
Still listening to you.
Be present. Be actively watching your children. And give them fucking advice and give them pointers, give them feedback. Like my daughter at her volleyball game today, you know, was she in on every single play? No, but when she was in, I was fucking paying attention. Even when it was the moment didn't involve her. And at one point, she tried to show up one of her teammates, and that was a teaching lesson for her. I was like, look, we don't. You know, the ball went in volleyball. The ball went between her and another girl, and Avery seemed to think that should have been her ball. So she was like, "What are you doing? Like, that's your ball." I was like, "No, we don't do that. You know, we don't show up our teammates. All right. If you want to say something to her, you say something to her kindly and nicely, and you explain why you think that you know it should have been her ball over your ball. But you don't like throw your hands up in a fucking rant and you know go crazy like that. That's not the type of family we are. That's not who we are. So." Teaching moments, be there, but be fucking there. You know, that's my
be
dad tip.
There.
Can you go back to the scenario? I think it's a great dad tip. I apologize. I was just curious about the scenario. So what happened she with like Avery kind of spoke
up?
Oh,
we're playing volleyball.
Something. Yeah.
she's in the front line, and another kid's in the back line, and a ball kind of went between them. Mm-hmm. And it should have been the back line girl. Avery was in the front. Yeah. She was correct in her assessment. Gotcha. But she kind of like, she was like, what are you doing? You know, that was your ball. Like, that should have been you. What, you know? And instead, you know, like, that's not the way I was ever taught. So that's the way I'm going to teach my kids. You don't ever show up your teammates. There's nothing good that comes out of that. It's going to end up causing rifts later on. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that in sports as well. You know, if Aaron Rodgers, if he fucking every time there was a drop, how many times did you see Jordan Love this year throw up his hands? Like, you ran the fucking wrong route. You fucking dropped that ball. None. But you saw that a lot from Aaron Rodgers near the end of his Packers career because he knew, in my opinion, that it was getting towards the end and this was kind of the last dance, you know. So he needs everybody to be perfection. Jordan Love's like, look, this is a learning moment. We're all in this together, you know. Yeah. So we need to fucking be all in this together. Bring it up afterwards. Bring it up, you know, in a timeout. Bring it up politely. Bring it up
quietly. So if I'm hearing you correctly, Jordan Love is way better leader, person, football player.
No, you're not hearing that correctly.
Fuck, my bad.
No.
Thank you for your assessment.
Kevin, you're 100% right. There was one moment I'll always remember, and it was playing softball on that big field in Tallahassee that we started the OG softball league, random one that we just played
on
with those
Sundays.
Random guys.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. He lived near Roy across the street, Nebraska. I know you know him, Chase.
Oh, Cole.
Yeah, Cole.
Cole Churchill.
He's a damn good athlete. Better athlete than I ever was. And,
well,
and
I
he,
disagree with that, but okay.
He was playing outfield. I was playing outfield. And you know how deep that outfield was? That was a fucking ridiculous outfield. And he went in, and it was the final out. If he catched it, we won. If he missed it, they're probably going to score and we lose. And this is, you know, this was a fun league. This wasn't an actual league. It was just, hey, a bunch of us
met on
a Sunday.
Coming out on Sunday.
We have enough
even
people.
A league?
Yeah.
Are we calling it
no,
a league?
No, I don't call it a league, but like I really do. Game. I mean, that's my favorite, I guess, team.
Yeah, we played every
of.
Single Sunday for like a year.
It felt like adult Sandlots to me. It really had. It was really good.
100% what it was. And
I didn't appreciate it at the time, but now I do because we had some really fun games. But that being said, Cole went out, and he was always kind of like acrobatic. Like, he'll do like the crazy, like trying to snags and fun snags in the outfield. He was that kind of guy. So he went for a big dive, like over the top dive to catch it. He didn't need to. He was under it already, and he missed it, and you guys won. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? I was so pissed. And then like I got home. Him and I like met up later on that night, smoked a bowl, and I was like, dude, I am so sorry. He was pissed at me. He walked away because I was like being a jackass because it was a fun game. And I'll never forget that. I was like, I'll never, ever correct anybody ever again because I felt like a piece of shit.
Well, it's not that you can't correct your teammates, okay?
It's but how you do it.
Yes, how you do it.
And I did it horribly. I was so pissed.
Especially for a game that literally matters. Zero.
At all.
0%.
No, nothing matters.
Not at all.
We would sometimes bring a keg out to that field and play chase.
And we would never ever.
If nobody had beer out there, we were kind of like, or should we even play?
Are we doing
What are we even doing here?
I don't even think we kept track of like the wins because the teams were always so different. So that was absolutely an adult Sandlot.
There was never the same team twice.
No,
I remember this. It was out there. There was this one kid that was like a better hitter than I was, and like I was like, God damn, I just can't figure out why the fuck I can't make contact with, you know, hit like I should be right now. And he was like, oh, just fucking. You're swinging way too early. Just hold back just like another like second. And as soon as I started doing that, I was blasting bombs. Yeah. And I was like, he could have been like, he could have stood me up there.
Yeah.
Or he could have been like, you're fucking terrible, you know? Or something. But he was like politely came at me and was like, look, hey, try this. Not like I'm better than you. But he was like, try this. And then fucking blasting bombs. And it was awesome.
It was a
good advice.
Now
I can't
miss that.
Fucking softball's tough. If you play baseball your whole life,
it's so hard. Yeah,
it's very hard.
You like that advice that he gave you is fantastic because that's what I had to do too. Is you have to like when you're ready to swing, you have to stop yourself from swinging for a full like half second to a second longer than you want to. And it's so fucking because you're just like it's coming in so slow. I can crush the shit out of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
And you have to like slow your swing down a little bit too. I felt like going mm-hmm. like too fast, like, is not the way to, like, I remember Kevin when he would swing like it felt violent, like it was a slow but violent, but like slow, like it was like, I don't know if he's gonna hit, and then you hit, you're just boom, and then it's Bink. gone. But it didn't feel like it was a lot of speed behind it. It felt like you were just like, I'm gonna just go golfing. But it would go.
Speaking of baseball diamonds, or things you do on baseball diamonds, how's the prep coming, boys? We're coming up on the date soon.
I don't 20 know about days. Chris, but I'm deep into my speed training right now.
Well, Kevin did just run 4 miles a couple weeks ago.
Chris just ran a 5K.
Four miler.
I ran 3 miles 2 days ago.
So a mile less. So you're behind. Got it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
A little bit behind on your training.
My speed, yeah.
I don't know if you're going to catch up, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say.
I really got to pick up the intensity.
I will bet you $100 that his 5K was faster than my 4 mile.
What was your time, Chris? Let's hear.
Oh, I don't even know what my time was.
You know.
I do not know. I started.
No, I'm saying Chris knows.
Oh. Like 20, it was 25. Yeah, one of my better. It was like 25.
It was like, I was in the 40s. So, yeah.
But you saved it for the end sprint, which is what you're supposed to do, right?
Well, I'm working on my speed. You know,
exactly.
My
he's locked into speed training right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if one of you guys hamstring, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
That's you the saved one thing, it for no, like the I, last
if
three
If I pull my hamstring case scenario. Out, that's the worst case. I don't care if I lose. Please, I do not want to hurt myself.
Warm up, buddy.
Well, no, thank you.
A stretch.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you. Appreciate you.
I feel like your warm up, you'll be like, hi knee. All right, I'm good to go. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what. Like, because I'm fucking duh.
Oh, I'm sorry. You listen to your brother. That's my bad.
Fucking duh.
I mean, if I don't hurt myself running around softball bases, I think you'll be fine, Kevin. You're in better shape.
I used to remember yelling at Chase, like, Chase, slow up. Don't pull the hammy, Chase.
No
slow
way
down.
I'm in better shape than anybody in the world right now. There's zero.
That's just false.
There's a lot of people I can think of a lot.
Anyways.
I'm not going to say the names, but there's a few.
Trivia.
Definitely better in shape than Lizzo.
Why did you do my dad tip first?
Yeah, I definitely misunderstood. I thought you meant trivia was just for 7 minutes. You had trivia for that and this.
No,
I have both.
You said he had one of each.
Why did you
both.
Make my dad tip?
Both. What? What?
Why did I end your dad tip?
Yeah, no, my dad tip is always the last segment before.
He's confused why dad tip is in
played
it's like,
first.
It's like, why did I not close?
Actually, Jason brings up a very good point.
No, no, he's Where's right. It he's on right. The I was trying to get him off my back. He was fucking ready. He was telling me
I was not giving you. I was giving you a compliment.
Yeah, anyway, Doc.
Trivia, guys.
Trivia first.
Trivia. Moving on.
According to WeAreTeachers.com.
What are you?
God, what are these websites?
What?
Hey, like, what are you? Where are you going?
Facts.net.
The deep, dark web. Deep dark web or deep dipe web. That's weird.
Where are we going right now?
When are you the most creative? Average person, obviously, not you specifically. Okay. When are you the most creative? Is it during shower?
Sex.
Showers. During sex, during house chores, during masturbation, or during workouts?
It's got to be showers.
Masturbation.
I've masturbation. Heard multiple.
Because you're thinking about something, right? Like, you know, you're it's really true. Getting creative with what you're... It's no. Masturbation. Like, you're building a whole thing
about
for
fucking...
yourself.
I'm not thinking about anything other than the task at literal hand.
So you just get off thinking about your dick? Like, what?
No,
you just
I'm not thinking about dick, my like, dick. I'm thinking about the fucking what's happening in front of me. Yeah.
I know it's not specifically us, but for me, it's definitely showers. So that's what I'm going with.
I've heard several people say shower as well, and I'm not going to let Chase get this point without me. So.
That's a throwback, but Girl in the Frozen Lake. Every like thing that I came up with was in the shower.
So you were naked when you came up with that whole thing?
Why didn't you tell me that before?
Unless he showers.
Created while naked.
Yeah.
Created in the nude.
Chase and Kevin are showers. Jose is sex or masturbation.
Masturbation.
Sorry. And Chris?
Going sex. I'll go sex.
This is teachers.
It was either masturbation or sex.
Not, they're really going to do sex and masturbation
they
as
might.
The answer?
I don't
teachers
think
would be freaky.
I don't think it's we freaky, are freaky. Teachers.com or .net. No. Nah, it's weird. Something. Maybe it's not teachers. I don't know.
Well, he doesn't even know what it is. So now sex is looking better.
Just making shit
up.
He's just winging it.
.net. .co bullshit. .org. You know what I mean? So we got sex, we got masturbation, and we got
two showers.
Two for the shower.
Two showers.
You can put it on the board. Yes.
Trivia. Chase.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Let's go.
We up nice. There, baby.
I got on the board.
Yeah. Chase finally on the board, boys.
Bro, we're into fucking March, and I just got on the board.
So, I mean, it's crazy the board right now is, I mean, it's still up for grabs. It's so.
Oh, really?
It, 2-2-2.
It could be,
two,
it could be 15-1 right now. It's still up for fucking grabs. It don't goddamn matter.
That's a valid true. But it's harder. Christmas. It's harder to come back.
Yeah, so hard, dude. Really hard okay. to come back right. from the last episode and okay. win everything.
All right.
Just be better, you know?
Yep, that's the point.
Speaking of big boards, real quick, I'd like to update the emoji game that we play on Tuesdays, Thursdays at noon Eastern time. If you haven't played, it's in our, is it the CTC or is it, it's just CTC. Now.
How
it's
are you not familiar with this?
CTC. No. The CTC.
Please
hey,
repeat
wait,
that.
You drop these at noon every time now?
Yeah, it's always at been noon Eastern time.
Noon what?
On Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon. And if no one gets it, then I give a hint on Wednesdays and Fridays, but there's no time for that.
I saw that. What was the hint this year? Or this?
It was Kevin dressed up like Quail Man for his cape, for Cape Fear.
Which had nothing. Oh, okay. I was going to say it had nothing to do with the.
I said it's what Quail Man has on his back. Okay. Cape. Cape Fear. So anyways, first place is Rob. Second place, Dustin Cosgrove. Then we have Naomi.
Come on, Dustin.
Kayla and Mike both have 3. Bill has 2. John and Danny with 1. So it's still anyone's game because, I mean, you could win both next week, and that's 6 points right there, and you'd automatically be in third place.
Dustin may not know that you and Rob are best friends. You want to let him know?
This is a good time to tell him. It's a good time to tell him.
Just in case.
Chase, how do you come up with these? Is it a website or
no? No, Mary and I come up with them.
How many do you have like already put together?
I don't really have many put together. For the most part, we just kind of like bounce ideas off of them like the day before, night before, and then like I haven't come up with tomorrow's yet. I could. No, I can't because like a lot of times I'll come up with like a movie or TV show that I think is great, and then I'll search in the emojis, and I'm like, I can't make that work.
Yeah. So do you just type the name of the movie or the show and see what emojis it suggests, or do you
like
get a little
like
more
for Men Who Stare at Goats? Like I'll find a little man, and then I'll do like the little googly
the eyes,
and
then the goat,
yeah. So
that's
it's just, but sometimes it's kind of a reach, like the Armageddon, yellow, like Yellowstone. Passion. When I did Yellowstone, there's no like. Stone, there's a diamond, so that's when I had
you to
do,
you
like,
do
the
but
color.
A diamond is a stone, so
it is, Jose. That's what I'm
could
saying.
Could you do
so.
Debbie Does Dallas?
That'd be hard.
I believe he could.
That would be difficult.
It would be.
I believe in you.
I don't think there's an emoji of. Could. I don't think you there's an emoji like that would relate to Dallas. Maybe Texas.
You could do like a little dancing girl. She could be Debbie, and then you could do like the okay. Yes. The
for
okay
does, yeah.
with the pointing for does and then Dallas you could do like a star.
Oh,
yeah. There you go.
That would
just
be
did
hard.
It.
That's
yeah.
hard.
I know, but well, I think I have to
if
make
Rob
them
is if Rob is fucking winning, it's gotta be easy. So
yeah, I think these are like I'm gonna start trying to do harder ones because some of the easier ones it's really just who says it first. And there's been some really fucking close ones.
Well, and you send them to Rob first.
Obviously. He approves them, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah. Rob, what do you think but yeah, about this? I mean, there's right. been ones where literally, like Facebook, I can't even tell who did it first, so I just gave them both the points. And then there's other ones where it's like literally 15 seconds apart. Hmm. So they got to be harder. Got to be harder.
Y'all remember that scene with Kenny Powers riding the jet ski?
Yes.
All right, that's it. That's all I wanted to ask.
That was my only thought.
It's a great, good scene.
It's a great scene.
It's a good fucking scene.
Kevin, you want to wrap this bad boy up?
All right, folks, wrap make sure up. You wrap it up. All right, don't fucking go in there all mm-hmm. dick bald and everything. Make sure mm-hmm. raw dog that. Don't raw dog raw that.
Raw
don't
dog.
Raw dog that.
Chester's coming sure, back.
Make sure you follow us on Cup to Cup Show on all social sites. Neurogum, ignore everything. I'm talking about raw dog and just ignore it. Cup to Cup Show on all what's social up? Sites. You can find us on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. You can also find us on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Instagram as well. The CTC OnlyFans is kind of our Facebook group where we like to go on there and have a grand old time. All the people on there are always posting funny shit. We have a great time. If you're not a part of that, be a part of it because it's good times. Visit our website, cuptocuplife.com. On there, you can find our merchandise store.
That was such a great transition.
Visit our website.
That was great. I
like
you.
You can find our merchandise. I think most of us are wearing merch right now. I got my Libra
mustard,
season shirt
Libra
on.
Season.
Libra season.
The mustard color, of course.
And my cup to cup hat as well. I'm about due for another hat, I think. We need to probably get another hat out there.
Give new, me a design. I owe shit. Mike a fucking flag. I mean, I just punched me in the face. I think I designed something, and then we're like, we like it, but we didn't like it a lot. So I was like, I don't want to put it out there.
Jose and Chase are both wearing the rainbow shirt.
I need
shirt.
It right there.
Chris wanted to interrupt me to tell me he needs it right there.
Yep. He sure did.
Chris, show me where you want it. Just make sure everybody knows.
Just for you know, it's right there.
Okay, Chris got a big empty space right there.
That's where the flag is going to go.
Oh, careful.
Flag.
Okay. What'd you call me?
So, yeah, make sure you go check out our merchandise. Go buy that. We love the support. We love you guys so much. Have a great evening. Go check out our 7 Minutes in Heaven. If you haven't listened to that, Chester made an appearance. I didn't tell him to. I was like, look, if you want to, you can do it. And he was like, give me the fucking mic. And I was like, all right, chill out, dude. So he did grow out a mustache. I can't. Nothing I can do about that.
All right,
so.
Chill out, dude.
All right, chill, man. Chill,
don't bro. Treat me like one of your chill, stingrays.
Bro. Yeah, he didn't. But, Jay, you got anything else?
Did he? No, bro, that was beautiful. I appreciate that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Just like he appreciates that clip that you made. Bye.
Oh, that's
he cool. loves it.
Oh, brought that
jeez,
up.
Don't try to start joking. Jose, thanks for coming on.
Yep. Not
Jose, last question
week.
I got. Have you guys fucked in that hammock?
That is a sex hammock.
It is.
Has
not
to
a
be.
Sex hammock. I was gonna say,
I don't believe
I was
you.
Say, am I going to make it the whole show without nobody bringing up the hammock behind me?
I just realized it was a hammock. I thought it was like a weird cross or some sort in the back. And then no, I was like, oh, no, it's a hammock. And then it didn't take more than 2 seconds to realize, like, did they fuck in it? Have you tried?
So have you.
Can it hold? What's the max weight?
Whoa, that's a whoa.
Is that offensive?
Is that a fat joke?
Just a question.
Is that a fat joke?
No, it's a 400-pound joke of having two males sit in a fucking hammock and then thrust into it. I want to know the weight because if it holds that, I'm going to bring one to my house. Like, it's a hammock. But
it's more.
Offended that you think that we're 400 pounds.
You're not 200 pounds? I feel like we're all.
I'm actually not 200 pounds.
Holy shit.
Oh, good for you, bro. Congrats. That's awesome,
man.
Just keep digging.
My bad. I'm sorry. I'm 200. Oh. I feel like if you're 200, you're a fat fuck. I'm
solid
gonna go
190.
Oh, thanks a lot, bro.
Chris is like, I haven't broke 130 since fucking.
So are you shitting me? I just hit 150. Are you kidding?
You weigh 150.
No, I'm fucking joking. I weigh more than 150 pounds.
It's so gullible. I'm like, come on.
Of course,
I'm
I weigh more than that.
I am the worst. Come like on. We play the game of guess the kid, like how old they are, and I can't. I'm like, oh, he's 4, and the baby, the mom's like, oh, he's 16 months. I'm like, damn, I'm so bad.
That kid is clearly 7. Yeah, that's an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, for
yes.
sure.
Yes, this is a high school. It's a chick. What are you doing?
Also, why are you playing that game? That's a weird game.
I don't know, because it's fun. My wife likes to make fun of me. I'm sorry, bro. I apologize. Hate your clip.
Fuck that clip.
Later on that note, bye.
Bye.
Holla.
Excuses.